Chocolate-covered grasshoppers, smoky barbecue spiders, and honey-drizzled crickets. These products are already on the market and might be in your cereal bowl or dinner plate soon. The CSIRO have even launched a roadmap for this emerging industry that offers a solution to feeding the 9 billion people expected to be on Earth by 2050. This morning on 2SER Breakfast, I'm speaking with Mick Thornett, CEO of Solution Blue and Treasurer of the Insect Protein Association of Australia, to learn what this future might hold. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to be chatting about this.
It's a fun subject. I think it's everyone's very interested in it. Yeah.
So you founded Solution Blue, which farms soldier fly larvae for livestock. I'm really curious about the whole insect protein industry. What does large-scale insect production look like, and how widespread is it in Australia already?
Oh, look, I suppose insect production here covers a few things. It's right from animal production for animal feed and also human consumption. So it looks completely different depending on which side you're growing for. I guess the hard thing here is these production facilities are all vertically integrated, from breeding right through usually to creating an end product for human consumption or for animal feed. So they are quite complex operations when they scale up to that commercial size. In Australia, there's a lot of people getting into it. There's a lot of interest. Still, there's probably a lack of big commercial people that are, you know, really keen. I think it is quite challenging at this point. But the people that are in there now are doing quite well, I think.
Now, I want to talk about having insects on our dinner plates. What nutritional benefits do insects bring to the table? And can you give us an example of how they shape up compared to, I guess, the staple protein sources in our diet already?
Yeah, right. Well, I guess at the moment we're looking at putting them in, so the human consumption insects are like crickets and stuff. We can get probably twice the amount of protein as we would, say, compared to steak or something like that. Plus, you know, more omega-3, calcium, zinc, all that kind of stuff. So nutritionally, it's quite robust. And then I suppose putting it in on the plate is going to be the next thing here. And we're seeing people, you know, it's more, I suppose, a smaller amount we need. So we're seeing I suppose, like the processed foods coming out, the cookies, brownies, but also some great recipes there for, you know, the equivalent, I suppose, of burgers and things like that. So that's where I think it's going. I don't think we're going to be seeing, you know, handfuls of crickets served up on plates in the near future, but I think in a few years, but, you know, who knows, Gordon Ramsay might be sort of wrangling a few to get into a pot. We don't know.
Oh, you never know. Maybe soon. I mean, I think that's the interesting part. Like you mentioned there that the protein is higher than a steak. So like nutritionally, it's pretty good for us. But I think we kind of have to get over this hurdle of the yuck factor, where people are a little bit hesitant or a lot hesitant to try insects.
I don't think that's the case. I think most people are sort of, they're keen to try new things. You know, it's, I think media may put a spin on that it's this yuck factor too, but I think most people are very keen to try a novel ingredient. And, you know, I think that's part of it. If it's done right, you know, and people chase the right thing, they will enjoy it. I think that's the part. You know, have a chili lime cricket or something, it's quite an enjoyable sort of thing to eat. But I think also on top of that, it's that sustainability component of insect rearing, which is really sort of standing out. You know, we're looking at a hell of a lot less land to grow crickets, say, compared to cows. You know, a lot less water. And these are the things that are really going to stack up in the future. So I think we might even see this as an addition to a more of a vegetable-based diet in the future as well.
That's a really interesting point. Look, we're almost out of time, but I did want to end it with, if people are interested in getting into a recipe or using insects around their home, is there anywhere they could look into it?
Yeah, jump online. There's a heap of recipes out there. One of the good ones here is the Edible Bug Shop. They have tons of good recipes there that they use and demonstrate. That'd be a really good place to start. And if you're looking at, I suppose, getting into insects, you can get involved with the Insect Protein Association and just have a play in your backyard and see what you can come up with. You know, it is a fun space, and it's the only way to get involved is get your hands dirty, I guess.
Mick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. We'll chat soon.